All the major cities of Poland will have their ghetto prisons, where German, Austrian and Czech Jews will also be interned. The Jews here still feel confident that perhaps someday they'll be able to return to their homes. They don't know that they will die of hunger and cold. They don't know that the Shoah is about to begin. Warsaw is in ruins. Hitler comes to be filmed by a propaganda crew, seen here travelling in a car in the background. These victorious German soldiers march their goose step to the sound of the Grenadiers' march, but they weren't too efficient during the Polish campaign. Poor preparation, a lack of fighting spirit, and even cases of indiscipline are the points that the Commander-in-Chief, General von Brauchitsch, dares report to the Führer. Hitler is furious, but he is immune to doubt and orders the attack on the West to be prepared. An attack on the Netherlands, Belgium, and France. Some of his generals think it's madness. Some of them begin plotting to overthrow the Führer. This is a crucial moment. The course of history lies in the balance. November the 8th, 1939. Hitler narrowly escapes an assassination attempt. It seems as if he enjoys some kind of divine protection. When he attends the funeral for the victims, he's no longer the same man. His power over the army and the German people has grown even stronger.